Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Cinco de Mayo. I didn't even know what it was. My neighbor's Mexican. I asked him. I mean, in Midwest, we call it Tuesday, you know? I asked him, I go, what is it? He goes, it's our Independence Day. I go, who'd you beat? He goes, the French. I'm like, well, who didn't, you know? I don't know if it's something to get quite this wound up about, Jose. But if margaritas are half price, I'm all about your Cinco de Mayo.
Monday, May 5th, it is Cinco de Mayo. A bad luck here on the wake-up call is Katie's still not in the studio. She's here. She's still not in the studio. That's all right, Kevin. You and I, the boys can fill time.
Okay. Where are we getting drinkies?
Oh, right. So, okay, are we going to do that? Are we gonna have some cocktails this morning during the show?
Well, we're out of alcohol here.
No, we're never out of alcohol here.
I can't find it.
This building's never... Really?
Yeah.
What about...
Not our- tequila.
What? No, I'm not
you
picky.
You can only drink tequila.
No, that's not true.
I'm not drinking vodka on Cinco de Mayo. That's disrespectful.
What about Mexican beer?
I mean, I'll do that.
Yeah?
Mexican beer and Pacifico?
Whatever.
I don't think that's Mexican.
Pacifico?
Yeah.
Google it. I'm almost positive it is.
Great news. You are.
Because it ends in a vowel and it isn't Italian.
It's a Mexican style lager.
There you go. I love Pacifico. And I sure hope we still have some here. Are you doing anything after the show for Cinco de Mayo?
Heck yes.
You're
going to
go out?
We're having a taco party.
Are you?
No, I'm not going out anymore. There's a lot of fights.
Fights?
No, because when people drink and then problems arise, people fight. I just don't want to deal with that on a Monday of all.
Well, no, I don't blame you for
so
that
might
part.
Might as well just make your own taco bar at home and then make some drinks at home.
You're going to quietly celebrate Cinco de Mayo by yourself
at home?
Oh, no,
my friend's throwing the party.
I see.
I'm going to my friend's house.
Okay, that's way better.
What the? I'm not going to celebrate by myself. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Right, okay, I wasn't sure. That's a very innocent question. Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me.
Okay,
I understand you had a really bad weekend.
Yes.
I heard. Look, can I just say, you are a seismic force in this city.
What's that mean? Ooh.
When you go somewhere, people talk.
Oh, yeah. I hated it.
Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you live in Elk Grove, but you came to Roseville, Rockland this weekend. Didn't tell me or Katie that you were doing that.
Regrets.
Which. I mean, that's a bitch move, but you did it for a Lorcana tournament.
Yeah.
And I heard about this.
I didn't want to talk about it, but we're here.
You played my brother-in-law, or he was there at the tournament.
Uh-huh.
Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
And he sends me a text. He goes, Kevin's here. And I go, oh boy.
Wow, he texted you?
Yeah, he goes, Kevin's here. And I was even hoping that my friend Andy and his daughter Kennedy, who they also play Lorcana.
I miss them.
I know, they weren't there. Oh, that's nice that you missed them.
Well, that's their home store.
That is their home store. And I said, you're missing Kevin. And they were like, oh, man. But they even said, and they weren't even there, they heard that you were there. You are a celebrity, my friend.
Heard from who? Do they have a Discord or something?
You must have. You walk in there, and I'll bet you kick the doors open like an old-time saloon, and you say, I'm looking for a fight, a Lorcana Disney card game fight.
I mean,
and
I'll bet
everybody got their phones out and said, he's here.
I did come in guns blazing.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Not very well. Everyone voted against me when we had to do like a little repair thing, which means you have to redo your matchups because someone didn't follow the directions.
So like if an odd number of people show up to the tournament, one person has to sit out and get a bye, right?
Yeah, which is good.
And at first it was you.
Yep.
Okay, and is someone, that decided randomly?
Yes.
Okay.
And then someone cried wolf and said, oh, I didn't sign up. And then, so the guy was all like, okay, let's restart it. But then we found out the other guy just didn't hit the refresh button, so we didn't even need to redo it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's number
one. Did that feel like an attack?
Yeah, when they said, okay, we're just going to give Kevin the bye again, everyone was like, no. And then he's like, okay. I was like, that's not fair, you already said it. And then he's like, okay, well, we'll do a group vote then. Guess what the vote
was.
And
everybody voted against you. Yeah. Even my brother-in-law.
Did he?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking. Okay.
It felt like everyone, but I'm pretty sure some people were like quiet because they didn't want to say yes.
Sure.
But it's fine.
So my brother-in-law said you didn't last very long in the tournament.
Yeah, because I was pissed.
So you were playing angry and it threw your whole game off. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And then I left early and got sushi and it was way better. So I donated $30 to the Fire and Ice. You're welcome.
All right. Is that that's the name of the store?
Fire and Ice, yeah.
You have to pay $30 to play in a tournament?
Yeah, stupid, right?
Well, does that go toward like a...
Nope. Didn't even have the promo card that day either.
What was the... Oh, wow.
So I have to go back there and pick it up. But guess what? Joke's on them. I'm not going back to pick it up.
Hmm.
Because that's like a consolation prize. Who wants a consolation prize? Hey, you paid $35. Here's your prize.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like a participation trophy. No,
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Now you got me all riled up. I was over this. I was ready to Cinco de Drinko.
All right. I apologize. Good news. I see Katie coming in here. So I got to tell you, she's, you know, with White Lotus season 3 right now. Welcome back to the show, Katie. I understand that it's having an effect on you. Talk about that.
What this has done, this show. It's put me in a place where I'm ready to travel.
Oh, no.
And where do I want to travel? Obviously, Thailand.
Thailand.
That is where the third season takes place.
Okay.
Wanted to go to that resort. Looked it up.
Oh, I'm sure it's all booked up.
Oh, so it's not that. Even if it wasn't, I can't afford to go. $3,000 a night.
Wow.
Right. But now I'm on TripAdvisor.
Okay.
And I'm finding many...
Give me Kirkland brand White Lotus Resort.
Kumbaya Resort and Spa?
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
Well, okay. You can add and spa to any... McDonald's and spa?
Okay. Okay, what are you going to do when I become a world traveler?
I don't know.
Because I've threatened this before.
Do the show by myself a lot.
No. But I'll think of the stories I'll come back with.
Right.
Think about how much more my eyes will be open to the world. God, whenever they show me the gym at these places, I'm like...
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
It is interesting because years ago, I did go to Italy, and prior to that, there were lots of people that were like, hey, I mean, listen, you go to Europe, it changes your perspective on life.
Right.
It just changes you as a person. And I remember thinking like, God, that is the most pretentious thing a person can say. And then you go and then you're like, I am coming back a different person.
Why would you think that wasn't true though?
It's just pretentious.
I don't know that it's pretentious to say that, like, having a life experience that is so drastically different from your own, mm-hmm. especially considering the historical aspects of seeing our country, mm-hmm. which is such a baby compared to other countries. I don't think it's pretentious to say, like, you are going to come back different.
Well, I guess
because you've had the opportunity to, like, absorb so much that you never did before.
I think usually because it's said by people who don't go to European countries and then, like, try to live as a European. They go and try to vacation like an American. So, like, they'll stomp into restaurants. They'll just do a lot of beach laying around, or they're on a cruise ship or something like that. And it's like, I doubt 2 hours at the port really made you get a perspective that was changing your life. But, I mean, but there are people out there, though, that are open to, you know, in culture and stuff like that, that when you really dive deep, it does. I mean, I don't care how it sounds. It's true. And you've heard me say it so many times that you know it is. The Statue of David changed my life. Okay. Seeing it in person, I stared at it for like 40 minutes. And I know there's lots of gay jokes that you can make there. It had nothing to do with this dingle dangle. It had everything to do with, like, how was this made? Like, it's, but anyway, regardless, back to you and being a world traveler.
Yes.
I think you should. I would love it if you went to Europe. I think you should go
to
Europe.
I'm not going to Europe. I'm going to Thailand.
See, that's different.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like going to Thailand is just more for, like, you know, here's the thing. Thailand feels like where you go for Instagram. Europe feels like where you go for perspective. Does that make sense?
Why can't I want to go look at beautiful things that I could never see here?
Well, you can do that.
Why can't I go engulf myself in another culture?
You can do that, but...
But if I don't do it your way.
No. But if you're going to a resort, you're not engulfing yourself in another culture.
But
you're at a resort.
But if you're at a... Well, first of all, you can engulf yourself in other cultures.
At a resort?
But you can go off the resort. You know, you're not trapped there, right?
Yeah, but
you're allowed to leave.
But, like, you go on, like, a two-hour excursion. I don't know. I can't describe it. Like, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, it's fine.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
That was it.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should. I think you should.
I mean, I very much hope to.
Yeah. Kevin, you went to, where'd you go? You Japan?
Yes.
And where are you going next?
Italy. Katie listens.
Right. Where in Italy are you going?
We were going to do Rome, Venice, and then we might go to parallel countries, like right next to it.
Well, if you go up to Venice, there's a lot to see up there. Yeah, so that makes sense.
If I go to Thailand.
Yeah. I'm not visiting you.
I wasn't inviting you. If I go to Thailand and I stay at a resort,
uh-huh.
do you feel like I am getting part of their culture?
Not really. They do resorts mainly to, like, kind of like.
But you're eating their food and stuff.
That doesn't mean you're immersed in their culture, girl. You could eat Thai food here. Are you in their culture?
You're also eating food that's catered right. to tourists.
Okay, but if I go off the resort, even if it's for a couple hours, is that not?
I mean, if you go off the resort, yeah. then yes.
Okay. He said if it's only for 2 hours, it doesn't count.
No, she's experiencing. You need to try the street food out there.
I would love
you
that.
You need to try their cooking classes.
Oh.
Because it's taught by, like, actual Thai people. I'm also planning a Thai trip, but not until 2027.
Well, I have some resorts pulled up that we could.
Oh, we're doing an Airbnb. We're being immersed in it. Okay. We don't do resort life,
I wasn't inviting
life,
you
girl.
To come with me.
Resort life is for bougie people.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
Today's Cinco de Mayo.
Uh-oh.
And this show starts early.
Not just the show, but as far as our celebration.
And I know what you're thinking. It's too early to eat tamales.
No, it's not.
Disagree.
Disagree.
We disagree.
We don't like to be tethered
Mm-mm.
by breakfast foods
right.
in the morning.
And yes, she used air quotes.
Yeah. I do think it's funny when people eat something that isn't a breakfast food. People are like, whoa. It's like, you know, that is basically just a social construct.
Right. What makes a waffle a breakfast food?
Right.
What makes a muffin? Muffin's cake.
Muffin is cake.
It's just cake without icing. Yeah. Dumb, dumb, and you, that's breakfast, but I can't have a cake?
Right.
Get out of my face. Back to the rich tradition of Cinco de Mayo. I have a question, and I know, you know, it's early. If there are any Mexican people listening right now, call us or text us. 909-1065. 916-909-1065. Are you offended at what Cinco de Mayo has kind of become in this country? I'm kind of curious about that. Because doesn't it feel like it kind of turned into Mexican St. Patty's Day?
Well, yeah. Most people think it is to celebrate Mexican independence. It isn't.
No.
It's to celebrate
Puebla.
Battle of
Puebla. And on top of that, you know, do you even know? You know, you have Irish heritage. Do you even really understand St. Patty's Day?
Did he play a flute and all the snakes left Ireland?
I don't know if a flute was involved. You're thinking of the Pied Piper of Hamelin. And now we just drink until we black out. I'm fine with it either way. But I try to consider myself a relatively culturally sensitive person.
Of course.
You know, and if somebody is offended by that, I want to know. I want to know.
Well, I think we've stopped wearing like sombreros and stuff.
Have we though? It doesn't feel like
this show has.
We used to wear sombreros?
Yeah.
We did one day.
Yeah.
How'd we get the headphones on?
We had little cute small ones and then big ones too. It was different sizes.
Okay. All right. So yeah, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore.
And big mustaches.
Oh, wow. I don't think we ever did that.
Well, I don't think we ever did that either. Right. But I remember seeing but here's my question though. How is that any different though than people walking around in red beards on St. Patty's Day?
I mean, if you're Irish, you still get to be white in this country. Mm-hmm. And so is the holiday mocked and used for simply getting blackout drunk? It is, but you do still have, the Irish still have the luxury. Now, were the Irish always so well treated in this country? Certainly not.
No, not always.
No, they had to rise up in the ranks, but you still get to walk around as a white person.
Okay.
Which, you know, you don't have to deal with as much BS as if you are a person of color.
Text messages coming in to 909-1065. Interesting. I'm Mexican. We don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
I don't know how much it is a actual Mexican holiday.
I would say Hispanic.
Somebody said not.
Well, Hispanic means you didn't come. You don't necessarily come from Mexico.
I mean, someone from El Salvador, Cinco de Mayo doesn't mean anything to them.
Oh, right. It's between the Mexico and the French.
Another text message, not offended, but it's laughable that white people celebrate. I mean, it is kind of funny.
It is.
Other text messages, we do think it's weird that America celebrates since La Batalla de Puebla.
That means Battle of Puebla.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Was Mexico kicking America's ass.
Oh, what?
Okay, so it wasn't
Kevin,
the French.
Did you look it up? You're not Googling anything.
Yes, I did.
You're the
right
king of Google.
Here. The battle was significant that 4,000 Mexican soldiers were greatly outnumbered by the French army. We helped the French.
That makes sense.
I'm shook.
Well, then,
what year did that happen?
This happened in 1864 to 1867.
Okay,
three years. Went on for 3 years.
Wow. That is not that long ago. That's more recently than the Civil War.
If I had to,
well, right around the Balaclava,
choose who was going to be better at a battle, the French or the Mexicans?
Right.
I would choose Mexico every time.
Well, but you got to remember who the French were in the 1860s. That was a different kind of French. They weren't people throwing Molotov cocktails at police because they have to now work 2 or 3 more years.
They do seem soft, though.
Right. This was before the croissant.
They still seem soft.
Yeah. So anyway, though, back to the wake-up call. We are celebrating Cinco de Mayo. We are proud that you beat the French and Americans.
And us. We probably had it coming.
Right. During the Battle of Puebla. And because of that, we are drinking already. Margaritas.
Margaritas.
And tamales.
Yep. Got some chips and salsies.
And some chips and salsies.
Ew.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so there is a dating app that is out there, and it's very popular, and it's mostly popular because of its exclusivity, and it's called Raya. And the reason why Raya is so successful is because mostly it's for rich people or celebrities.
I think mostly celebrities.
Yes. Well, it turns out we have a new coworker here at Odyssey named Complex, and you are on Raya.
Yes.
Okay. Now, real fast, how did you get on Raya?
Like, no offense, but how did you get on Raya?
The shade already. I couldn't even get
2 minutes into this. I mean, welcome to the wake-up call. Yeah.
It's just friends.
Okay, because you have to be invited, right?
Yes, you have to be invited.
Okay.
And then you have to be accepted. They'll check your background.
Okay.
Who you are.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah. Well, so you're single and new to Sacramento, ladies. And also, Kevin, you are single.
Been single.
Been in Sacramento's dating pool his whole life. And Kevin is very jealous that you're on Raya and he is not. Now, again, he wants to be on Raya, and you have to get invited. So, Kevin, I told you to come up with some presentation points on
how, an elevator pitch.
Exactly. Okay. How can you convince our new employee Complex to invite you to Raya? Because If is this true? If you invite him and then he does something to embarrass you, it's bad look on you.
Oh yeah.
And you it shows your name on my profile.
It won't show it, but you do get a little.
Okay.
And Hillman Complex will know.
A little ding on.
Well,
right? Yeah.
I want to tell you my first point.
Okay.
Is I'm funny and I have a great sense of humor, better than Pete Davidson.
That's a very low bar,
Kevin.
If he's on Raya, I could be on Raya.
All right.
I'm a token Asian. And it's AAPI month, so you have to.
Is that really a selling point?
Yes! Tokens are a lucrative type.
I feel like you're reaching there. You're reaching.
The fact that it's AAPI month is your biggest selling point, because if he says no, it seems racist.
Third point, I'm great in bed.
We're talking to our new coworker Complex, who is on an exclusive dating app called Raya that Kevin wants to be on, but you can only get on it if you're invited. So Kevin's trying to convince him. We've been trying to get some sex details out of Kevin for over a decade. So
a name, a of
single
a girl,
name, one name,
a picture. He's tight-lipped.
We need the Carfax. Yes. I mean, if there was ever, Katie, an opportunity for us to have something over his head, this is it. You want Complex to invite you?
You got to give us the deets.
I'm not giving you any deets. And that's what Raya, on the Raya app, they don't want to give deets out either. So this is a test. My lips are sealed.
All right. Do you have any more points?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm an empath. And this is good for people in Raya because they're all famous. They don't have someone that understands the lifestyle, the always turning it on. I can empathize with you, you know?
Right.
With that loving.
Right.
But what if they want to hang out with someone and they don't have to turn it on at the time?
They don't have to. Okay. That's why I'm here.
All right. Well,
we don't have to turn it on together. We just turn it on in the bedroom.
Okay. All right. So are there any more points or is that all of them?
I just want a famous baby. That'll be my last point.
All right.
Wait. Meaning your love interest is a famous baby, or you want to physically conceive a famous baby?
I want to conceive a famous baby so I can trap them.
Have you considered having sex with Nick Cannon?
No,
not going to have
can't
deal
hold
with him.
His babies.
Yeah, I don't think Kevin's womb is working.
Yeah,
that
all
way.
Right.
All right, so Complex, there is the sales pitch.
Okay.
Are you riveted? Are you moved?
Is it enough to convince you to invite Kevin to Raya?
I mean, I wasn't moved by this.
Okay.
I feel like you're still a threat to my scoring here.
Okay.
This is a threat. I think I would bless it up.
Oh.
Now accuse him of being racist.
Yeah. Why are you Asians?
Okay, that was good. If that didn't work, you got nothing.
I mean, just know though that the racism accusation he would also extend to any girl that would not date him as well.
Oh, so you just throw that word out freely?
He throws around a lot, actually.
Wow. No, I don't.
Okay, so follow up question, and this is just going to drive Kevin even crazier. Text message we got into 916-909-1065. Have you seen famous people on Raya?
Yes.
Have you dated any?
I've hung out with some.
What? Oh my god, I need to get on this app.
Well, it's not through Complex, yeah. I'll tell you
I'm
that.
I'm pissed.
Well, Kevin, better luck next time, okay?
I'm still going to apply. I don't care.
Great, okay. Good for you. Complex, thank you very much for coming here.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I have the top 10 relationship mistakes here that you need to be aware of, okay? Now, as I run through this list, and I'm going to run through them fairly quickly because somebody in this studio right now, not going to say who, but she identifies as a woman, is going to have an issue with this list.
Huh.
Possibly the entire list, okay? Number one, asking too many questions, especially early on in the dating process. Number two, getting in way over your head at the beginning. Number three, comparing yourself to their ex. Number four, comparing them to your ex. Number five, dating someone just to avoid being single. Number six, not saying anything when something makes you uncomfortable. Number seven, trying to play too hard to get. Number eight, lying about who you are in the beginning. Number nine, bringing them into your life too quickly. And number 10, putting off breaking up with somebody that you know you have to end it with.
I don't know why you think that I would be upset by this list, because there are things on that list that I don't do.
There's one or two. What do you think? Let's self-diagnose.
Okay, well, I don't avoid saying something just because it's a difficult conversation.
That's true. There you go. And
I don't play hard to get.
That's true too. Okay. So those are the only two. Out of 10 things that are saying are mistakes in dating that you don't do.
I think that some of those you're putting a negative spin on, but we shouldn't, because there are reasons why we should do some of the things on the list.
Okay, great. I love that you do.
What's the first one? I'll help you.
Don't ask too many questions.
It says don't do that?
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. Don't ask too many questions.
No, you should ask every question you want to ask.
Okay,
because it's better to know what you're dealing with up front.
Yeah, make it feel like an inquisition.
No, you can do it casually over a margarita.
I see. Getting in way over your head.
Well,
at the
that's
beginning.
Just love.
It's love.
I can't. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to pretend I don't like you.
Right.
Next.
Okay. Next. Comparing yourself to their ex.
Oh, what am I, perfect?
Okay. Okay.
That depends on what their ex looks like.
Okay, right away, I don't think that would end well for you.
Well,
let's say. What is the end game? If you looked up an ex on Facebook,
right?
Okay, one, she's prettier than you.
Oh my God.
Right, two, she's uglier than you.
Oh, thank God.
That's good?
Way better.
You're not going to think all of a sudden, man, is he... Why was he slumming it with her?
No, he's trading up now. Now he's with me. Whew, sorry.
What if she looks exactly like you?
Oh,
I have had this problem.
Well, I'll bet you did. How about number four, comparing them to your ex?
Well, that's, I think, a good thing, because they're your ex for a reason.
You think all of these are good things.
Right. Okay, but they're your ex for a reason. So if it's like, my stupid ex, he would do this, but you don't do those things because you're so much better. So that's a good one. Put that in the good column.
How about dating somebody just to avoid being single?
Well, I don't want to be alone. I'm not saying, well, why else do you date?
I mean,
is that not true?
Because you like somebody?
Well, but you have to be putting yourself out there.
All right, yeah.
We're all dating. Everybody dates.
How about...
Because they don't want to be alone anymore. That's a stupid one. It should be taken off the list.
How about don't play too hard to get?
Yeah, don't.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, yeah, that's the one you don't do.
Right, no.
Yeah,
I want you to know from the jump,
right.
I am very into this.
Yeah.
Okay, right, look at me. Look how much I like you.
How about lying about who you are at the beginning?
Well, I can't tell them everything. Imagine if I unleashed all of this on a new person. Plus, I need to pretend to be like into the things. My husband thought I loved hockey when we first started dating. I don't.
Okay. how about bringing them into your life too quickly?
According to who?
Experts.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get the experts on the phone. I think that's different for every person. And I want you to be immersed in my experience and vice versa.
I'll bet that when you were dating people, they couldn't meet your mom fast enough.
Oh, it wasn't that. It was just like, did you want a key?
I know you said that, you know, out of this top 10 dating mistakes, relationship mistakes, you think should be on the list. The rest of them are fine. This last one, I don't know if this would apply to you or not. Putting off breaking up with somebody when you know you have to.
Oh, I certainly did with my first husband.
Oh, okay. So that does still apply.
Should have broken up with him before I even had a kid.
But should that be on the list?
What is this list again?
Top 10 relationship mistakes.
That should be on the list.
Okay.
That is a mistake.
And you admit you do that one.
Well, I have done that one.
Okay, well, there we go.
I'm not currently doing that.
No, you would never do that now, but in the past you did it, and it was a mistake.
Right.
So this list is accurate?
That one.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
When you go for a hike, what are some hiking rules that you need to follow, that other people need to follow? Hiking etiquette. 916-909-1065, 909-1065, and we're getting into this for a very specific reason. Kevin went for a hike recently, and what was supposed to be a peaceful experience just enraged him. What happened, Kevin?
So I went to Phantom Falls, which is like an hour and a half away from Sacramento, and it was wildflower season, okay? Super bloom season. Uh-oh. I didn't know it was so close. So on my hike with the people I'm hiking with, my friends, I like to give like little facts, like little, hey, did you know how this bunch is like different species? Because when the wind blows, the sprouts go and then they go all different places. And then it came to this spot where it had these beautiful golden poppies, which are our state flowers.
Right.
And this old lady behind me had the audacity to say, those aren't California poppies. I clutched my pearls and I said, excuse me? She said, those are too small to be California poppies. And I looked at my friends. I said, do not trust her. Listen to me.
Huh,
I don't need her to be coming in my history lesson, my nature lesson to my group.
Yeah, you're not going to like this, but she was probably right.
Yeah, she probably was.
Listen, that's not anything on you. I'm just saying that there's probably no person wiser than an old woman on a hike. Because I'm thinking about my mom. Like, you're not smarter than my mom.
Yeah, you're not mine either.
If you saw our moms and they were out on a hike on any sort of trail and they said anything, I don't care how crazy it is, they're right. Let's talk to some listeners. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what is a hiking rule that you say people need to adhere to?
Well, it's two. You need to always carry water and carry a stick. The reason you carry a stick is it's a lot of snakes out there.
Okay. Good rule.
Now, how do you feel about somebody else informing you about a flower?
Mind your own damn business.
Jay, thank you so much for calling. Another text message we got in there. Don't bring any music that I can hear.
Okay, so when we put this on Facebook, that came up a lot.
Who would go hiking, Kevin, with music playing?
Oh, a lot of people.
Why?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
That's terrible. I'm not even a hiker, and I know that that's wrong. Another one that somebody has, don't talk to me. Don't approach me.
Oh.
A nod is the only acceptable communication as we pass each other on a narrow path.
What?
Even that I don't need. Like, I'd prefer to just, we just pass each other and that there's no expectation that I am going to acknowledge every person.
I like saying hi to people on my hike.
Don't downhill hikers get the right of way?
Yes. A lot of people on Facebook said it's the opposite.
Oh, really?
Really?
Uphill walkers get the right of way.
I thought it was uphill for the longest time, but then recently one of my hikes, they say downhill is it goes first.
Sadie says right of way goes to the people walking uphill.
Another person said, if you're passing from behind, you make yourself known well before you're right behind them. Okay, yeah. I don't know how fast. Well, you do spook easy, but I don't know how fast hikers are walking. But like, do we really need? Is it like the roads? Like, we need rules for
some people passing? Well, yeah, some people are going faster than others.
Yeah, some people like to take their time.
Yeah,
like, come on, this is a narrow road. I need to get through. This.
Also, like, do I spook easily? Yes, but am I also in this scenario a woman in the woods? Yes, and you're a big beefy man walking up behind me.
But you've never gone hiking by yourself, have you?
No, but I'd like to.
It's really relaxed.
That should be a rule. If you're a woman, don't go hiking by yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I don't for a lot of reasons. One in particular is that. Another is if and when I injure myself, who's going to carry me out?
That's a good point. All right. A lot of rules about passing.
Yeah.
Never would have thought that would have been a problem. I don't have a problem.
On your right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay. You're going like 2 miles an hour. Like, I can handle it.
Well, you can walk around me. Is.
Well, no, but how fast can a human being walk? It can't be that fast, right?
Well, I get you seem like the very person that would be like, they were walking so slow.
But I can handle walking around them without a rule.
If it's a narrow path, sometimes you can't.
I guess I don't know how narrow the paths are.
I guess
I'm too busy holding my boombox to play the music.
And your stick.
106.5 The end. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Yes, Katie had to step out. It is brought to you by... hold on. Are you smarter than Kevin? This sponsorship is throwing me off. It's throwing me off. Katie's off, but brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. God... Today's a mess. Kevin, look at me. It's a mess.
Why?
It just is. It just is. Where's Cynthia? Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
I apologize. You deserve better.
It's okay. Don't worry.
All right. I got 5 questions here. Jackpot is only $20. Katie lost on Friday. Maybe that's one of the reasons she had to step out. But anyway, though, Kevin, leave the studio. You're playing him. And I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do versus how he does. Here we go. Question 1. Lady Gaga had a huge free show in Brazil that drew 2 million people, but that concert was also the target of a terrorist plot. Thank God authorities found out the plan to detonate explosives only hours before the show and stopped it. Spell the word detonate.
What's the word?
Detonate.
D-E-T-A-I-N-E.
Okay. Question 2. The Miami Grand Prix was this weekend for F1 racing, and the fast cars drew some big stars. Timothée Chalamet, DJ Khaled, Michael Douglas, John Bon Jovi, Lisa from Blackpink, they were all in attendance. What does the F in F1 stand for?
Formula.
Question 3. David Beckham celebrated his 50th birthday, but the celebration was a sign to everybody that there's drama in the family. There's an issue with his son, Brooklyn, and his wife because they tried to see his dad and were denied the chance. Wow. What's the only city in America David Beckham played for?
I have no idea.
All righty. Question 4. The trial of Diddy is about to kick off, but lawyers on both sides are already expressing concerns over the jury. Jurors are supposed to be impartial, But trying to find that for someone as famous as Sean Combs is going to be very difficult. How many jurors are needed for a criminal trial?
12.
And finally, Dave Portnoy is the CEO of Barstool. He was furious when a video went viral of a waitress in one of his bars holding a big sign that said F the Jews, except it didn't say F. Even though it was a customer that came up with that sign, Dave Portnoy is so mad that he's flying everyone involved to Auschwitz concentration camp to learn why that wasn't funny and what happened was awful. If it costs $4,500 to fly 12 people to Poland, how much will that cost him? If it costs $4,500 to fly each of the 12 people to Poland, how much will the total be?
$54,000.
Okay. All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. And Cynthia, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Where are you a teacher? In what grade?
At the Language Academy of Sacramento, and I teach fourth grade. So happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, I was just about to say that. You stole my thunder. Yes, it is Teacher Appreciation Week. If you didn't get your teacher something, you are a scumbag.
Oh,
and that's awesome. Good for you. Fourth grade at the Language, did you say Language Academy?
Yes, it's a bilingual school.
Oh.
Okay, slay.
Is Spanish the other language?
Yes.
All right, okay. Oh. I'm going to put you on hold now, Cynthia. And here we go, Kevin. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question one. Lady Gaga broke the world record for the most people at a concert at her concert in Brazil that was free in Rio. Remember we talked about that one?
Yeah.
But it was also almost a terrorist situation.
Oh, no.
They thwarted a plan to detonate explosives in the crowd just hours before the concert.
Oh,
crazy. Spell the word detonate.
Detonate. Detonate.
That is correct. Detonate. Question two, the Miami Grand Prix was this weekend for F1 racing.
Oh, nice.
Everybody was there, Kevin. You weren't.
I know. I'm pissed.
Timothy Chalamet, DJ Khaled, John Bon Jovi, and your favorite, Lisa from Blackpink.
Shut up. She's into racing?
Yeah, she loves it.
Huh.
I don't know. What does the F in F1 stand for?
Isn't it like formula?
Yes.
Formula One.
Question three, David Beckham celebrated his 50th birthday. Happy birthday to him. And what do you get? The guy who has everything? Apparently some family drama.
Uh-oh.
His son and his wife tried to go see him before the big celebration to like privately say happy birthday, Dad. And they were denied.
What? The own family can't even...
Yep, the king turned them away.
Wow.
What is the only city in America David Beckham played for?
Oh, Los Angeles.
That's it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
LA Galaxy. Question four. Diddy's trial's about to kick off, except there might be a big issue with finding a jury. And lawyers on both sides are like, yeah, we don't know how we're going to find impartial jurors for this. And in both, either people who think he's guilty or people who think that he's not guilty, like, you can't do, like, people who don't know who he is, it's impossible. So who knows how that's going to shake out. How many jurors are needed, though, for a criminal trial?
Oh, boy. 20?
3. 12.
That's it?
3. Yeah.
12. Wow, 12 people is deciding my life?
No, not your life. Unless, are you involved in a criminal trial?
If I was a criminal, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wow.
And finally, Dave Portnoy. Do you know who that is?
Never heard of her.
He's the CEO of Barstool.
Oh, yes, I know. He does pizza reviews.
I think that's what he started off as. Yeah. Anyway, though, he owns several bars, and a video from one of his bars went viral that showed a waitress holding a big light-up sign that said, F the Jews.
Oh.
Except it didn't say F. He was furious about this, and apparently you get a hot waitress holding this big light up sign when you get bottle service at one of his bars, and you can have the sign say anything that you want. That's what the customer wanted, but he's furious at his staff for allowing that to happen. So he said he's going to fly everybody involved to the Auschwitz concentration camp so that they can find out, one, why that was so bad, and two, that it's not funny.
Good for him.
If it costs $4,500 to fly to Poland, and he's flying 12 people, what's the total cost?
Okay, so multiplication. So give me a second. 8, 9, let's see. 5, 4.
3 seconds.
Give me a second.
3.
54,000.
Wow, yes.
Oh, there was a lot of carrying over.
Yeah, there was. Yes, there was. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes.
All right, final score. You got 3, but Kevin got 4. Sitting in for Katie for a second, and he does add a W to the column. We're going to have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Cynthia, what is it that every... Oh, tell us in Spanish.
Yes.
Hoy no soy más inteligente que Kevin.
Wow! On Cinco de Mayo,
I love that.
I love
oh my
it.
God, Cynthia.
Cynthia, you're the best. Thank you so much for playing.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We talk about viral stories a lot here, and listen to this one.
Perhaps the most literal definition of loose change you will ever see. A semi-truck crashed in North Texas yesterday, spilling an estimated $8 million onto the highway. If you're not, we did the math for you. That's $800,000 worth of coins. The freshly minted dimes were scattered across the southbound lanes of U.S. 280. Police say the driver of that 18-wheeler had veered off the roadway, overcorrected, and then overturned. Street sweepers were used to collect the shiny coins on the road.
$800,000 worth of dimes. I have so many questions. Now, first of all, I didn't know the dimes were delivered.
I was going to say, but when you think about it, like, how does money get anywhere?
Right.
Magic, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. I kind of thought it just kind of appeared.
Right.
Second of all, just dimes? Like, we've got just a truck for the dimes?
Well, okay, maybe it wasn't just the
it was.
Truck. The truck was only full of dimes,
yes.
Or just the dimes fell out?
As far as I know, it was just dimes.
Okay, so if you are somebody that comes upon this, okay?
Yeah, let's say it's Kevin.
Okay, and you see all these dimes on the road. What do you do?
Pick them up, duh.
Okay.
I'm watching the video right now, and it's so funny seeing all the workers pick up the dimes.
Right.
They have like a little suction tube.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to pick any coin off
it's
of a flat
so
surface?
Hard.
I feel like I'm being pranked.
Okay, but then like, then what do you do? Let's say you saw this happen. You grab a backpack out of your car. You just start shoving dimes in it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then what?
Well, you got to roll them.
Okay.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You don't want to take that to Coinstar. That's way too much money for Coinstar.
Maybe that's the only way to do it, though.
No way.
You have to do it in a couple trips.
If I have $800,000 worth of dimes, no way am I giving Coinstar $8,000. Is that 10%? Isn't that what Coinstar takes?
I don't know that it takes 10%.
At that point, just put it in the little tubes and do it yourself. Your bank. Yeah,
wrap it yourself.
Okay, but then you're going to go to a bank and look at a person in the face and be like, no, these are my dimes.
No, this is what I would do. If you're just joining us, a truck tipped over, spilling 8 million dimes all over the road. That is $800,000. I would go to the bank first. And I'd say, I need to speak to your manager.
Okay.
Here's the situation.
I
have 8 million dimes.
Okay.
I need help. How would you like me to deposit that in my bank account?
That sounds like you're trying to wash some money.
Yeah, it does.
See, okay. What you should do is, okay, I know the plan.
What's the plan?
Get the dimes
and do it in increments of thousands.
Okay.
At different bank locations.
Okay.
That's so, 800. How many trips would that be?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how many? I mean, you need all the cash right away.
Right, exactly. Make a bank safe at your house and just put it in there.
He does. Wouldn't you like to own a home?
I mean, yeah, right away, but I don't want any fishy details.
Yeah, you need
it's not fishy details.
Yes.
No, it is. It's not your dime.
It's finder's keeper's law.
No.
That's not a real law.
Google it.
Fine.
What happens if you find money?
I believe...
Do you legally have to turn it in and turn it into whom? What'd you find?
Oh, well, I mean, it's what real.
It's real.
It says the principle of finders keepers generally mean the first person that finds it loses the property rights. It's a complex legal issue with exceptions.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, what are the exceptions? Probably not overturned tractor trailer.
I don't know.
I lawyer. Okay. So if I, and here's the other thing. I'll tell you right now. If I spend what would take probably a week to 2 weeks picking up 8 million dimes.
Okay.
And then another 2 to 3 weeks wrapping those dimes. If you try to take it from me, I will smack you in the mouth.
Okay. Understood. I did see, I just looked it up because you did say Google finders keepers.
That's right. Yeah.
And it says most states require you to report money that you have found that isn't yours to the police.
That's dumb.
Well, I listen.
Okay, so if I find, okay, all right, let's go back.
Okay, see why Coinstar is starting to look a little bit better.
I find 8 million dimes on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
Okay, from an overturned tractor trailer, which is what happened in Texas. Okay, as soon as I find them, first thing I do, lobby state Congress to change the law.
Okay.
That happens lickety split. We all know how fast government moves, okay?
Yeah.
Then I start collecting the dimes.
Okay.
And, you know, to make sure nobody finds them, I'll cover it with a blanket.
Smart. Or, like, just sweep them under a rug.
Right, yeah. 8 million dimes.
Okay.
I can't even find a truck to take trash to the dump, let alone a truck big enough to transport 8 million
Can you remember the last time you used a dime?
No. I find a dime, I throw it away.
Wow, you're rich. You're rich, Rich.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie just saw a headline, and it's almost like it was a lab-made headline to get Katie's attention. Say what it said.
World's tallest dog meets world's shortest dog.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
And let me tell you, it was clickbait that absolutely paid off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, what are the two kinds of dogs?
A Great Dane.
Of course.
Okay, named Reginald.
Of course.
And a Chihuahua named Pearl.
Okay. Oh, that we could have predicted that.
Reginald stands... from the bottom of his paws to the top of his back, 3 feet, 3 inches tall. Now, that might not sound that big, but when you watch him walking around, he's like, his back is like taller than a kitchen countertop.
His back is?
Yeah. Like he.
Holy
okay.
cow.
And then Pearl is 3.59 inches tall. Her body is about the size of like a dollar bill. If you don't include her head.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That is a teeny tiny dog.
Right? Is that not amazing?
Okay. Now, this is going to be unpopular.
Uh-oh.
All right. And cancel me. I don't care. I don't like the big dog.
You haven't even seen it.
No. But I mean, I just don't like the big dog. I'd rather be around the little one.
Oh, sure. If I have to choose.
Just the way
Pearl.
You described it.
Yeah. If I have to choose a white Chihuahua that's the size of my hand.
For the record, didn't know it was white. Would have been fine with a black one.
Well, I have to tell you, Reginald's black.
Yeah.
So, good job.
I didn't know this.
Good job.
I didn't know this.
Well, doesn't matter. Oh, here she is. Here she is.
Why is this cute?
Why is what cute?
Oh, I see the dog. What is cute about the biggest dog meeting the littlest dog?
I don't know. Frickin' frack.
Like, this had to be arranged, right? They don't both live in the same town.
No, they met in Idaho.
So, yeah, somebody had to travel. They probably both had to travel.
Well, they did it because it was record-breaking.
What's the record?
Biggest dog and smallest dog.
Yeah. Oh, my
meeting?
God.
Is that the record? Had the meet?
The meeting isn't the record. They each already held the record.
Here's the thing.
Reginald's head is bigger than Pearl.
I don't like big dogs. And there's just something about it.
How big is too big?
That's a good question.
Where do you draw the line?
My hip.
Oh, okay.
If a dog's head comes up to my hip, it's too big.
But you're also very short.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You're the Pearl.
I'm a Pearl.
I just looked at the pictures. They're cute. I set up a bounce back for everyone.
Did anybody? Oh, what is it?
Dog.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Kevin.
Text the word dog to 916.
You gotta see her eyes are bulging.
Hold on, let me give the number out. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Text dog.
And you know, it's funny. Reginald is a little bit afraid of Pearl.
Yeah.
It seems to always be that way. Yeah, I mean, you like big dogs?
I think it depends on how. I mean, I am intrigued by big dogs.
That's different.
If its head goes up to my hip, that's not too big for me.
All right. What about the back of the dog?
If its back goes up to my hip, I mean, it's not a dog that I would want, but I wouldn't shun it. I would still think, look at that dog.
It just seems jarring. You know, kind of like when you see an animal that shouldn't be as big as it is.
I will say also the fact that Reginald's a boy, and so his penis kind of hangs down.
Okay, Katie,
why'd you?
And I don't like that. I'll tell you that.
Now who's going to get canceled?
Right.
I'm not happy about that.
That you can see it?
Yeah. It's another thing to worry about with a big dog.
Yeah.
Because with a little dog,
you can't see it.
You can't really see anything.
Yeah, it's too close to the ground.
But big dogs, though, especially big dogs that don't get fixed.
Well, no, he's fixed, but his...
Okay, he is, but sometimes big dogs aren't fixed.
Yeah.
And you just see him clanking around back there like truck nuts. And it's like, good God. That's practically eye level.
Oh, my God.
I hate it here. This is the worst conversation we've ever had. And you know what? I'm blaming it squarely on Reginald.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not his fault.
Why didn't we have instead some sort of Guinness Book World Records where the cutest dog meets the second cutest dog?
Aw.
That's the meetup I want to see.
Oh, man. And Pearl always wears Louis Vuitton clothes.
Of course. Of course she does. She's fancy.
Yeah. She doesn't give a single crap about Reginald either. She's like, whatever. You can follow me around if you want,
right,
bitch.
Right, yeah. That's right. I said bitch. You're my bitch.
Looking up at her.
You big dumb bitch. Looking up at her. It's always funny to give an insult while looking up. Done it my whole life.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
There are foods going away, like going extinct in this country. And the reason why that these foods that have been part of our culture, our entire lives are going away is because boomers are dying off. Listen, I'm sad to say it. They're our parents' generation, but they are not hanging around.
Well, as is nature.
Right. And Gen Z and millennials hate these foods.
Okay.
And the sales have dropped so much that they are being made less and less. And I'm going to run over some of these because there's one on this list and I'm going to skip it. I'm going to save it to last that I will not stand for.
Uh-oh.
First one on here, liver and onions.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only known boomers to eat that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody. I don't even know if it's good.
I've only heard tale of my mom being forced to eat liver and onions. I've never.
My father-in-law has it every time he sees it on a menu.
That's on a menu?
Yeah. I like diners and stuff like that. Diners still have it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I know. Number two, canned sardines.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had canned sardines?
No, but looking at it and the smell of it, I'm okay.
It's not as bad as you think.
Are sardines going away or just canned sardines?
That is unclear.
Okay, because how else do you make a real Caesar salad?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Or sardines on pizza. Listen, it has a bad rap. Sardines on pizza are not bad.
Pretty salty.
Number three, Vienna sausages. I don't even know what these are.
Those are good.
I've seen the can, but I've never had them.
As a kid, that was like, ooh, a treat.
So would you be sad if they went away?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. What are they?
Okay, imagine hot dogs.
Okay.
Now imagine hot dogs that are mushier.
Oh.
And they shove five of them in a can.
Okay. It doesn't sound great. Fruitcake.
Okay, that's not super shocking because I feel like being given a fruitcake as a gift became almost insulting at some point.
It became parody.
Right.
So fruitcake had bad PR for a long time.
Yeah.
Practically our whole life.
I've never had it.
I've never had it either.
I've only heard people be like, ugh, Deborah brought her fruitcake again.
Right. It's like hack material now to talk about fruitcake. Number five, Jell-O molds. We're talking about these are all foods that are going away because boomers loved them and the younger generations now hate them.
Only in like a shot form. But I mean, a Jell-O mold seems like that's done been gone. Not going away, she gone.
Next one on here, Bran cereal.
That's disgusting.
Bran cereal?
Bran, yeah.
What is the point of bran again?
I think it helps with your digestion.
Fiber?
I do remember my parents being really up on the bran cereal trend. My stepdad would buy, you know, there's frosted mini wheats, but then there's just
wheat. Yeah,
okay?
Shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat.
Yeah.
And it's just a big brick of wheat.
Yeah.
You pour some milk on that.
It's like a bale of hay.
I don't even know that exists anymore.
Tapioca pudding going away as well.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Tapioca pudding going away.
Tapioca boy?
I love tapioca pudding. And is that kind of like rice pudding?
Yeah. That's on this
my
list
favorite.
Too.
The only place you can find it is a buffet.
Hometown buffet was my favorite. Mm.
Fruit cocktail's another one. Those little cups of fruit cocktail. They said millennials and Gen Z prefer fresh fruit and they would just rather have it. This is the last one on this list. And this is the one I have a problem with. Bologna.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Take it away.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, we don't need
no
it.
No one
When's
likes it.
When's the last time you had bologna?
Never.
14 years ago.
Bologna's delicious. And I don't care how bad it is. Kevin, I don't care. You get bologna on cheap white bread with just mayonnaise and a little bit of mustard, and that is a perfect sandwich.
As somebody who considers themselves a foodie, it's pretty shocking to hear you say that.
I know, but it's good. I'm not going to say
it's not good.
Okay, it's not good.
It's not good.
You're right about that. Okay.
But you are being bit by the nostalgia.
Oh, God, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
All right, it's because my boomer
back to a simpler time.
It's because my boomer parents made bologna sandwiches, but I make bologna sandwiches for my kids, and they love them. It's a timeless
taste.
Kids
are dumb.
Yeah, because kids are dumb.
Because kids think
kids still
white bread, mayonnaise, salty meat.
Yeah,
you know.
And how is it just not a slab of Vienna sausages? Now that I'm thinking about it,
so I was gonna say they are very similar.
Yeah.
106.5 Vienna. It's the wake up call.
How many close friends do you think you have? Like, think about it for a second. Hard. Like, how many close friends do you really think that you have in your life? Because a study was done on friendships, and for people our age, 25, 45, the number is actually way lower than I actually thought it was gonna be.
Well, what is the number?
One to five close
friends.
Friends.
I think that's probably about right.
I don't have many friends. I have a lot of acquaintances, but I don't have many friends.
Why do you think that is? And have you always been this way?
No, I used to be extremely like I was the bumblebee in high school and college. I was the one that had a million friends.
Close friends.
See, I think maybe it comes down to how do you define a close friend? Is it somebody that I tell my deepest, darkest secrets to?
I think that's a good question.
Is it somebody that I've just known the longest? Is it somebody that I see the most? Because I think that the truth is probably a combination of all three of those things. And if the truth is a combination of all three of those things, then I really don't have any close friends. But I've got people in my life. I think people between the age
me?
Of... I think you're it.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, which is your fantasy, you know, your dream has finally come true that you've scared everybody else away.
Oh, please.
But I mean, I've got my best friend that I've had since sixth grade, but he lives in Boston and I don't get to see him very often. We try to schedule phone calls, but even phone calls are hard to pull off sometimes because between the age of 25 and 45, you're going through so much life. If you don't have kids and you have trouble maintaining friendships, that's 100% you, though.
But maybe you're very busy at work.
Maybe, but your work day's not 24 hours a day.
Okay, maybe you're exhausted.
Well, if you're exhausted, then yeah. Then okay. I guess that's something.
Can I say something that is going to be a very unpopular thing to say? I've got too many friends.
Oh, boy.
And frankly, I need to shake a few off.
I think that is true, too. I think that you are somebody that, like how we're talking about the definition of close friends, I think that you are somebody that thinks you get close friends, but your close friends are kind of switching in and out a lot. Like, if you're somebody that's like, I'm a close friend with Katie, sometimes I think, I'll just wait.
Well, I think it's more, is she a close friend with you? Because I feel like there are people that think they are closer to me than I think that they are close to me.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah. Kevin, what about you?
I have a few close friends, and then I have friends.
How many close friends do you think you have?
I would say about 5.
So you're still in there. Except with the exception of Katie, you and I are in the majority of people our age.
It has dwindled down in the years. So these are the people that have stuck thin but and
I,
through.
I think good... I'm still on the list. I think I have 4 close friends.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Close friends that fall into all those categories.
Right, yeah. I have good news, though. Because maybe you might think, like, this is a little sad.
Yeah.
Good news is, it gets better, believe it or not. The demographic in this poll of people, of Americans, that said it is the easiest and they have the most close friends are senior citizens.
What?
And that's adorable.
And at first I thought about that, and I'm like, come on. And then I thought about it. I thought about my parents.
Think about your parents. Think about my parents.
Constantly.
Hey, can you guys come over? Gotta go to Pam and Ernie's.
All the time.
Where are you going? Well, you know our Europe friends. What?
Yeah, my in-laws have European friends. Yeah. They have friends that live in Europe.
My mom said Martin is coming from Germany. What do you think we can do with them? Well, huh?
Right. I can't tell you how many times I've said to my mom, hey, I got a work thing and I need you, if you could, to please watch the kids for a little bit on Thursday. And I'd say this to her on Monday. She goes, well, Lori and Craig and I have a thing where I can't. And I go, can you move the thing? I'm giving you 4 days here. Lori just had back surgery, and I can't, like, I don't move things around in my, like, it's crazy how many friends our parents' generation have. So,
good for them.
Yeah, there you go. So listen, it may seem a little bleak right now.
It'll get better.
It gets better. By the time you're at the end of your life, it's when you're going to be the most popular.
How adorable.
How adorable indeed.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Think about this. What is something that is classy if you're rich and trashy if you're not? Call us or text us at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. This is going around social media, and we thought, let's jump on this.
Yeah.
We have a list, and then we can add to it as well. Katie, what are some of the things that are on the list?
On the list, a police escort.
Yes.
This is a great one. Living in a hotel.
Oh. I don't think that that's classy, even when rich people do it.
Why?
It seems like you're running from the law. Always.
I never think that.
Rich people living, it seems, because you don't have a home. That's what that means.
You don't, but like, you don't have to do anything for yourself.
Yeah, but you don't have a home.
What if you live
not cleaning your own house?
What?
Not cleaning your own house.
Oh, not cleaning your own house. Yeah, but that means two different things, though. But that should be on the list, though. Kevin, what were you going to say?
I was going to say getting money from the government.
Yes. You know what goes along with that? Not paying your taxes. If you're rich, seems classy. If you're poor, it's like, get it together.
Walking around all day in a bathrobe. I put this up on Facebook and Carrie said multiple cars in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And just simply being white.
Oh, yeah.
Laura said DIYing.
It's because you have to if you're poor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one was being a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And then Anna said, Anna's got so many good ones. Speaking more than one language.
Mm-hmm.
She said using drugs. And then this one's so good, day drinking.
Yeah, definitely. One of the ones we saw, it came in as a text to 916-909-1065 on the drug one specifically, because I don't think meth is ever classy. No one's ever saying
no,
that.
No, that's
but the
true.
Person who texted in, cocaine. If you're rich, it seems like, well, that's what rich people do. And
so
if you're poor, it's like, that guy's going to steal an ambulance.
Right.
I'm going to add one. One of the ones that I'm going to add, and you're not going to like this, having many pets.
Uh-oh.
What's, so which side am I on?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You love to day drink too. Very classy.
This is, I will end on this one, and it's my very favorite one. Cheese as a meal.
Here's the difference with that one, and I'll elaborate on that one as somebody who eats cheese as a meal on the regular. Often, when you're classy and having cheese as a meal, it's at a table. And when you're not rich, you find yourself just standing at the refrigerator eating cheese as a meal. That is the big difference. That was a good list.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I really want to be a stay-at-home dad.
All of a sudden.
I call me naive, but when my wife is out of town, and I had to take care of the, no, not had to. I got to take care of the kids the last 2 days. I was lucky enough that I could take 2 days off work so that I could be there for them in the morning. And I loved it. I know that when you're rushing around because you also have to go to work, that creates a lot of stress.
Of course.
Okay. I recognize that. But when you don't, man, I wake up. I woke up around 6:15, 6:30.
Oh, God, that sounds amazing.
My oldest already goes and takes a shower. And then you wake up the two little ones that keep sleeping. And I decided I'm going to be the kind of dad that just goes, hey.
Okay, yeah.
Little back rub.
Yeah.
And they wake up so cute.
Okay, you are absolutely naive.
And we, you know, we had the clothes pulled out the night before, so they just get dressed or take them to school, and then you have the rest of the day.
Okay, again, we've gone over this before. This is not the first time you've said this. When you have the opportunity to play stay-at-home dad, you still aren't handling all of the responsibilities that a stay-at-home parent would.
That's true.
Because and fairly, I think in most households, the stay-at-home parent takes on everything so that the working parent doesn't have to.
Mm.
You still have another parent that is juggling things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So basically, you got to cosplay stay-at-home dad.
Yes.
And the kids were never get to see you in the morning. So you waking them up and bringing them to school was such a novelty for them.
They were so excited.
Right.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Ooh, music.
Oh.
Fun dad's here.
Yeah.
Well, uh-oh, is the whipped cream on the pancakes. And blueberries. You got to have some blueberries, too.
That definitely would not last.
You're right about that. You're for sure right. But it's not like I did no domestic duties, though, for the rest of my day. Like, I cleaned out the fridge.
Okay.
Today, because even though I'm working today, like she's still not back until for a while. I'm gonna clean out the pantry. Uh-huh. That's the big one.
Okay.
But like I've got like my eyes set on like domestic chores that I want to get done and
okay,
stuff
now
like that.
Imagine if that was the only thing in your day, though.
Oh, I'd be so depressed. I'd look for somebody to talk to.
Right. Well, all your friends are working. You got to go to the park and meet other stay-at-home moms.
I'd look forward to my time at the gym.
Right. Okay. Well, how long are we going to spend there?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Right.
Till school pick up?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, man. You're right. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to be a stay-at-home dad. But
I do want to be a stay-at-home mom.
You did?
I do.
You still do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I will happily sit in my house by myself.
Right. Right. All your friends are there on the TV.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So you know how Instagram is pretty vicious when it comes to targeted advertising? Like your phone's always listening.
Oh, sure.
And like, even when you think you're alone or talking to somebody in private, then all of a sudden ads start popping up. I don't know what I said,
uh-oh,
but my Instagram is flooded with ads. What are you smiling about?
Nothing. I'm just wondering what ads you got.
They're for specialty shirts.
Oh, boy.
You're not sure what?
Hold on. Okay. You don't know
kind of specialty?
There's nothing on the shirt.
Okay.
Oh.
There are shirts that are specially made to be tight in the chest and loose in the belly.
Uh-oh. That's okay. He's being vulnerable.
They're attacking you.
Or do I want these?
See, that I'm not comfortable answering that question. That feels mean. That feels like you're trying to lay a trap for us.
I'm not. Want these shirts? The people wearing these shirts look very happy.
Okay.
Okay. And they look good.
Does it look good?
Here's the only problem. They're just plain shirts. There's nothing on it. There's nothing funny on
basics
that shirt.
Basics are the new in now.
I don't know how to tell you how much your funny shirts aren't doing what you think they're doing. Like, you know you're not the funny shirt guy, right?
Who's the funny shirt guy in this
not
building?
Not you.
Who?
No one.
No, well, if anybody is, it's me.
I don't think people read your shirts the way you think they do. And I don't know how to. I feel terrible saying
Kevin,
that.
Kevin, open the door.
Okay.
I don't even care who's out there. Who is it?
Gina?
Find somebody.
Anybody. Everybody.
Hey, Gina, come here. We're live on the air, so don't swear. You swear all the time. All right? Okay. Now, where are you going? Hold on. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Come in here for a second, please.
Ask her the question.
Tell them we're live on the air. Time is money.
Okay.
Chop, chop.
Come on, time is money.
What is this question?
Hold on a second. Katie needs more people. Okay.
Turn on the middle mic.
Here, I'll turn on the middle mic too, okay? All right, gather around, introduce yourselves real fast.
Hi, I'm Gina.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Jackie.
Okay. And how do you feel about my shirts?
Just in general?
Yes. I'm not giving a leading question. How do you
the
feel?
Silence is deafening to my ear.
Okay.
How do you feel about them?
How do you?
Where do you find them?
Great question.
Okay. That's good.
And I'll take that as a compliment. Okay.
Okay? And Jackie, do you have an opinion of his shirts?
I'm indifferent.
Indifferent. Okay. Gina?
I'm also indifferent, to be fair.
Get out. No, get out.
I'm indifferent.
Okay. So you guys don't think of Gavin as the funny shirt guy?
I haven't looked at your shirt and paid attention to it in a while.
I don't
Thank you, ladies. You can go. Thank you.
All right, so if I buy big belly shirts, hey,
right,
where you
stop,
going?
Okay. Shut the door. You guys are fine. Go ahead, okay. Shut the
door. All right, well, big belly shirts are in my future, guys.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we were on vacation all last week. Katie went down to Disneyland, and I flew back to Pennsylvania by myself to check in on my dad. Kevin went on vacation as well, technically, under the legal definition he did, but did not tell us where he was going or what he was doing. And I am honestly very curious about it because, like, what did you do? I don't even know what you did.
So much. I did so much.
Want to fill us in?
Because sure. Why don't you tell us?
Relaxation. Because
here's the thing. When we go away, Katie and I just keep texting, right, like when we're on vacation because we've got attachment issues. Kevin, it's like Kevin's dead.
Yeah. Ew, no. I just like to, you know, take myself away from the digital world sometimes.
Sometimes you're taking yourself away from the digital world when we're trying to talk to you about work.
Right. What did you do?
I did a lot of family spending, a lot of self forgiveness, okay, finding myself.
What'd you forgive yourself for?
For being very slow in life.
Okay.
Oh,
not
Kevin.
Having find the love of my life yet.
Okay, okay.
And over the vacation, I really learned to love myself more than I already do.
That's right. Good. And it only took a week.
I mean, it's a very fast and quick journey. And also, I went to, like, concerts in the park and lots of parties.
Okay.
Yeah. So after the self-discovery, partying it out made it better.
Wow, that was a lot in a week.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
One week, huh?
Whole week.
So I guess this was a staycation.
Yes. But okay, in the mind, I was somewhere else.
All right. Can we go back to forgiving yourself for a second? You forgave yourself for not finding the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that your fault?
Everyone has their time where they fall in love, and mine's just not right yet.
No, I know what love means, but why? What about that was your fault?
Well,
would you forgive yourself?
Yeah, I'm very.
Well, how is it his fault?
Well, we know somebody that cannot meet somebody and settle down, and it's 1,000%
that's
his
their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his fault.
So.
You know what? Kevin might kind of be in that same category as I think about it.
No, I'm ready to commit.
No, like you have unreasonable standards for the people that you want to date.
Expectations. Well, time is running thin and I don't want to go, like, you know.
You don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these videos on social. Oh, stay off social, guys. Everyone's getting married, having babies.
We've been telling you that for a long time.
Falling in love.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, good. I'm glad that you've healed.
Yeah.
And I am. You should write a book, though, because if you can find a way to get over all your baggage
all
in one week.
It's
while
amazing.
You also managed to find time for family.
Yeah.
You found time for partying and all of the self-discovery and healing all in one week.
Well, like, surprisingly, my nephew taught me the self-discovery.
A two-year-old.
Yeah.
This is more.
You know, kids have no, like, you know, they don't care about what people think.
Yeah.
So he told you,
live your life.
He's so wise.
I know, right?
Like a little Buddha. That's amazing. Well, Kevin, I'm glad that you had a wonderful vacation.
I missed you guys.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.